They were two Central Coast College students with an idea to deal with the safety concern they felt no one else was really tackling. Carrie Sue Bell and Alay Kumar were engineering students at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo when they realized some people were worried about radiation from smartphones and laptops. Sue Bell talks about when he first became aware of the concern.
When I was in high school, I got my first laptop, had it on my lap. My sister's friend came over. His dad was a neurologist, and he said that I shouldn't be using the laptop on my lap. I had never heard about that, but it concerned me a little bit. So it was always in the back of my mind. I would still use the laptop on my lap, and I wasn't too concerned, but that thought just was always in my mind. As I got to college and I was using my laptop more and more, I was constantly trying to keep the laptop as far away from me as possible. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a product out there that I can just put under the laptop.
But when he looked, he realized there wasn't much available. So after they met and became friends at Cal Poly, they started thinking about the idea and experimenting with designs. Kumar says as they looked at research, they realized that there's a lot of debate over if there really is a danger.
There's back and forth. People are saying it's bad. People are saying it's not so bad. There's a lot of controversy one way or the other about if cell phones are bad for you. And for us, it's a matter of providing a product that people can use today that won't affect the way they use their device, but it will protect them for the long term.
So Sue Bell says what they came up with were cases which would cut potential radiation exposure. And they figured if they developed covers which were attractive and practical, even people not overly worried about radiation would buy them.
There's definitely an active debate. For us, that's not a reason to ignore it. If anything, that's a reason to pay more attention to it. We had a couple of goals when we were developing the shielding technology. Number one was that it was as effective as possible. For us, I think we were looking for a minimum of a 90% reduction. The other goal was that it was something practical. So, I mean, you know, you can eliminate all radiation by putting your phone in a Faraday cage bag. The only problem there is it's going to completely eliminate your signal and you're not going to be able to use the phone.
But it's one thing to have an idea and another to turn it into a business. Sue Bell graduated from Cal Poly in 2011 and Kumar in 2012. They both took engineering jobs to pay the bills as they continued to work on the idea.
We had to take loans out additional to what we raised on Indiegogo and Kickstarter. Borrow money not only from banks, but family to help raise enough funds for, again, the R&D portion of creating these products.
Kumar says their Carlsbad-based company started shipping cases in 2014 and has sold more than 100,000 items since then.
Today we have over 120 different products, ranging anywhere from cell phone cases for multiple different types of phones, as well as universal cases for those phones that we don't currently have specific cases for. We also have laptop cases, iPad cases, various tablet cases, headphones, screen protectors, mounts. We have a particular line of cell phone cases that detach, so you can use the phone in your car on a magnetic mount.
Sue Bell says it's still kind of amazing the two young college students met, became friends, developed an idea, and have made it work as a business.
It did almost feel like, did that really happen? And what are the chances that we both took the same path? I think those situations are always going to present themselves. It's just you have to be not only looking for it, but able to recognize it when it does come.
They both admit it was a bit scary at times, stepping away from stable jobs at companies, taking out loans, and starting their own business. But Sue Bell and Kumar say it's exciting to make it happen and know that it's something they created. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.